Today, when I was driving to work early this morning, it was just real quiet, and I was thinking, and the thought I had was probably I should talk about this for my next short devotional, and that's the thought that God uses and intervenes in people's lives that you would not expect. And they had absolutely no idea what that would mean. You know, insignificant people. All through Scripture, you see insignificant people becoming significant enough for God to record it in His Word. I thought about, like Zacchaeus, heard Jesus was coming, and he climbed a tree so he could get a better view. He had no idea what was going to happen when he climbed that tree to see the Lord pass by. And the Lord called him, and he went to his home. Zacchaeus trusted Christ as a Savior, and his whole family trusted Christ for climbing a tree. And he was a jailer. You know, you would never think of a jailer, especially in those days, ever becoming a godly man, a real believer. But the one that really, and there's so many more I could tell you about, but the one that really grabbed me was Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene made her life as a prostitute. And they were trying to trap Jesus. So they brought Mary Magdalene to him and threw her at his feet. And they said to Jesus, "We caught her in the very act." And I'm sure it was horribly embarrassing for her. And as she laid in the dirt, the penalty for that was stoning. Remember, Jesus said, "You that without sin, cast the first stone." And you know who left first? The older people. The older man left. And finally, the younger left, and they were all gone. And Jesus looked at Mary and said, "Mary Magdalene, whom the scripture said he cast 7 demons out of her. She was a real mess." And he said to her, "Where are your accusers?" And they were gone. And he didn't accuse her. And he said, "Go and sin no more." And Mary Magdalene, from that time on, began to follow Jesus. And today, you will hear about her in church. This gal, who was an unlikely candidate for a follower of Jesus, and to be counted at the cross with Jesus and so on. It's a wonderful, wonderful lesson, because you may be listening to me right now and you're saying, "Logan, you don't have any idea what I've done." We've had so many people come here for counseling whose lives were an absolute tragedy. They couldn't be scarred more. They couldn't be filled with more sin. Unbelievable disaster in their lives. And it's hard for them to believe that God could ever use them. And after we work with them and they put their life back under God's control and pray for their freedom, I read them this. And I want to read this to you, because maybe you're there and you're saying, "You just don't know what I've been into, what I've done. Could God ever use me?" This title of this piece is "Of Weavers and Rug Makers." It was written by a man by the name of Mark Gerber, who was studying the Coptic churches and wanting to see, are they active, where are they today, and so on. So he went to Egypt to study it years ago. "In the outskirts of Ben Suf, I came to a village that was entirely Coptic. I was given a tour of the church in that town, and I visited some of the homes and shops. In one of the homes, I stood watching the rug makers at their trade. They sped the shuttle back and forth on Coptic looms, built like those used in pharaonic times. It was fascinating. It was amazing. I said to one of the rug makers, "What if you make a mistake with the shuttle? You're going so fast you will not see the air in the design till you have woven several layers over it. What will you do then? Will you unwind the carpet and remove the layers of thread you've added?" "Oh no," said the rug maker. "We would never do that. That would take far too much time. But I'll tell you a secret. The most beautiful rugs with the most elaborate designs are the rugs with the mistakes hidden deep inside. Because we have to add the new design to the one that we were doing. So it becomes far more complex, far more embellished than anything we could have created ourselves. That's why the most beautiful rugs are the ones with mistakes hidden deep inside." A great deal of wisdom in this Oriental heart. Perhaps it's like the providence of God. Some people with the deepest wounds or the most serious flaw exhibit the greatest glory of God. Remember that. To whom much is forgiven, Jesus said, they love much. Bless you today.